आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड एन इलेक्शन रैली एट नलबाड़ी इन असम टुडे। टीएमसी चीफ ममता बैनर्जी टू ऑल्सो एड्रेस पब्लिक मीटिंग एट सिलचर। Campaigning ends for first phase of Lok Sabha elections this evening. Ram Navami is being celebrated with great fervor across the country. Devastating rain batters normal life in UAE, 19 people killed in Oman. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets in Kolkata last night. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for the first and second phases of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on the 19th of this month. In Assam, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will hold an election rally at Nalbari in Assam today. He was given a grand welcome last evening in Guwahati upon his arrival at Burjhat Airport. TMC Supremo and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will campaign at Silchar today. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will kick off his election campaign in Northeast today by holding a Vijay Sankalp rally at Nalbari for the NDA candidates. Assam Chief Minister and his party colleague Himanta Biswa Sarma and senior leaders of Assam Gana Parishad and UPPL will also attend the rally. On the other hand, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is also to address a public meeting at Silchar for her party candidate. Senior leaders of the Congress, Aam Aadmi Party, AIUDF, CPIM and Bodoland People's Front will also campaign for their party candidates today. Polling will be held in three phases in Assam for a total of 14 seats. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Tripura, as the first phase of campaigning will come to an end today evening, hectic campaigning by leaders from various political parties has reached its peak in the Tripura West Lok Sabha seat. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is slated to address an election rally at Swami Vivekananda Ground in Agartala today. In the constituency, the main fight appears to be seen between the BJP's Biplab Kumar Deb and INDI Alliance bloc candidate Ashish Kumar Saha from the Congress Party. In Tripura, poll campaigning in West Tripura Lok Sabha constituency and for a by-poll for the 7 Ramnagar Assembly seat will end at 5 p.m. today. Kerala is gearing up for Lok Sabha election in the second phase on 26th of April. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will be campaigning for NDA in various constituencies in Kannur district today. He will address the NDA election rally to be held in Talasseri and Mattanur this afternoon. Congress leaders like Mallikarjun Kharge, Priyanka Gandhi, Revanta Reddy and others will also be in Kerala for the UDF campaign in the coming days. CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri and CPI General Secretary D. Raja are in Kerala for the LDF campaign. Senior leaders of the CPIM, including Prakash Karat and Brinda Karat, are also addressing the rallies. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats in 9 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 25 seats of Andhra Pradesh, all 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this fourth phase. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on the 13th of May. Notification for single phase Andhra Pradesh Assembly polls and first phase of Assembly polls in Odisha will also be issued tomorrow. The election campaign for the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats in Rajasthan will end this evening. These include Ganganagar, Bikaner, Churu, Jhunjhunu, Sikar, Jaipur Rural, Jaipur, Alwar, Bharatpur, Karoli, Dholpur, Dausa and Nagaur seats. Today, on the last day of campaigning, leaders of BJP, Congress, National Democratic Party, CPIM, other parties and independent candidates will leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
BJP leader and Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma will address an election rally in Khirtal of Alwar today. BJP leader Vijay Rahatkar will participate in various campaign programs of the party in Banswara. Apart from them, senior BJP leader Diya Kumari in Dholpur, Premchand Berwa in Ajmer, Satish Punia in Jalor Sirohi and Rajendra Rathod will campaign for party candidates in Churu. On the other hand, State President of Congress Govind Singh Dotasara will hold public meetings for alliance candidate at various places in Sikar Lok Sabha constituency. Former Chief Minister of the State Ashok Gehlot and senior leader of Congress Sachin Pilot also have a program to campaign for party candidates at various places. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Campaigning will also end in six Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh from 6 p.m. today in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The election campaigning for the second phase and filing of nomination papers for the third phase is going on in full swing in the state. In the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Ramanathapuram, voting is to be held in 8 seats on the 19th of April. In existence from 1951, Congress won 6 times, 3 times DMK, and AIADMK won thrice. Kani K. Nawaz of the Indian Union Muslim League, an alliance partner of the DMK, is sitting MP and is seeking re-election. He scored 44% votes against Nayanar Nagendran from the BJP, who scored 32% in this constituency. Akashwani correspondent reports.
Ramanathapuram Lok Sabha constituency has 6 assembly segments, namely Arandhangi, Tiruchuri, Paramakudi, Tiruvadane, Ramanathapuram and Mudukolathur. All the assembly constituencies went to DMK and Congress combined in 2021. 11,79,897 voters will exercise their franchise for 25 candidates in the fray. 17 of the contestants are independents, including 3 times Chief Minister and former coordinator of the IADMK, O. Paneerselvam. 4 other candidates with the same name and initials are in the fray, but each one has been given a different symbol. OPS was always given the mantle of chief ministership by none other than late Chief Minister Jayalalitha whenever she was in prison in the cases filed against her. OPS enjoyed a special position in the party as a loyal lieutenant, though he arose from being a party worker in Thani. The loyalist was identified by TTV Dinakaran, a close relative of Sasikala, the confidant of Jayalalitha. After the death of AIADMK Supremo Jayalalitha and the rumblings within the party, when E. Palaniswamy became the chief minister and the general secretary of the party, OPS, TTV and Sasikala were spooed out of the party. He is now in alliance with BJP along with TTV Dinakaran. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
Polling personnel have been dispatched to interior polling stations of the Gadchiroli-Chimur constituency of Maharashtra. District Gadchiroli has a difficult terrain. The administration used helicopters to transport 850 poll personnel to 206 polling stations. The Election Commission of India has permitted this transportation at P3, that is 3 days before poll day. The exercise started early morning yesterday at 6:30 a.m. and 65 polling parties comprising around 267 polling personnel were dispatched to difficult-to-reach polling stations. The polling in this constituency will take place on April the 19th. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Ram Janmotsav is being celebrated with full fervor across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, the President said that Ram Navami, celebrated on the auspicious occasion of the birth of Lord Shri Ram, guides us on the path of truth and righteousness. In a message, the Vice President said that Lord Ram's life serves as a timeless example of righteousness, integrity and tolerance. In Ayodhya, hundreds of devotees are worshipping Lord Ram at the Ram Mandir. Shri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kurukshetra Trust has made special preparations to make Ram Lala's birth ceremony celebrations unforgettable in the Ram Mandir, built after a wait of over 500 years. The administration has also made adequate arrangements for crowd control and security of the people on the occasion of Ram Janmotsav in the city. Security forces have been deployed by dividing the fair area into zones, sectors and subsectors. In international news, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the closure of his country's embassy and consulates in Ecuador in solidarity with Mexico in its protest over a raid by Ecuadorian authorities on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Maduro and other presidents participating in a virtual meeting of the community of Latin American and Caribbean states expressed their support for Mexico's request to have the United Nations suspend Ecuador from the world body over the 5th of April raid. But President Maduro was the only one to announce the closure of diplomatic outposts and recall of personnel. Devastating rain and flooding battered normal life in the United Arab Emirates. Portions of major highways have been inundated following heavy downpour. Authorities have urged residents to stay at home after large parts of the region were lashed by torrential rain, hail and thunderstorms yesterday. Schools have shifted to online classes and government employees have been asked to work from home. The National Center of Meteorology has issued a red alert for residents and visitors to be extremely vigilant till today. Lightning flashed across the sky, occasionally touching the tip of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. Meanwhile, heavy rain continued to lash Oman, killing at least 19 people in North Al-Sharqiya and Adam on Monday, official sources said. In a tragic mishap in the Kashmir Valley, a boat ferrying over a dozen people, including school children, capsized in the River Jhelum. Six persons, including four children, were killed following the mishap. A major search operation is on to trace the missing persons. As per officials, the boat was ferrying 19 people, including seven school children, all from Gandharbal village in Srinagar outskirts, who were crossing the river towards Batwara. Seven persons were immediately rescued while a massive rescue operation was launched by State Disaster Rescue Force, National Disaster Rescue Force, police, CRPF and army in the river. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals won by 2 wickets against Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Rajasthan Royals skipper Sanju Samson won the toss and elected to bowl first. Kolkata Knight Riders made a total of 223 runs with a loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan scored 224 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Rajasthan is on top of the table with 12 points. Kolkata stands in second place on the standings with 8 points. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Vaibhav Jyotsana Srivastav.
Thank you, Sunil. In what Hindustan Times calls the state's deadliest encounter, 29 Maoists were killed in a fierce clash with joint forces of the state police and PSF. IPS trainee is India topper. 1,016 qualify in UPSC exam, headlines The Asian Age. News of death of 6 persons after a boat carrying mostly school children capsized in Jhelum River yesterday is carried on the front page of most dailies. School kids among 6 die in Srinagar boat mishap, headlines The Tribune. The Supreme Court rejects return to ballot paper. Poses questions on EVMs and counting process rights. The Indian Express. Flooding caused by widespread rain yesterday led to closure of Dubai's major international airport and diversion of flights, reports the Times of India. And finally, in an impressive attempt at rehabilitation, Tihar prison chief has been quoted in The Pioneer as saying 700 Tihar inmates have got jobs after jail terms and 1,200 more are presently getting training for work after coming out of jail. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold an election rally at Nalbari in Assam today. TMC chief Mamata Banerjee to also address public meeting at Silchar. Campaigning ends for first phase of Lok Sabha's elections this evening. Ram Navami is being celebrated with great fervour across country. Devastating rain batters normal life in UAE, 19 people killed in Oman. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets in Kolkata last night. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.